High school softball is built one game at a time, where pitchers attack the zone, defenses stay sharp, and hitters battle for every opportunity. It's a grind through the season, each inning shaping the road toward the postseason. Today, two teams take the field, looking to gain ground, build momentum, and keep their goals in reach. Today's broadcast is brought to you by your Cantaland Radio Sports Boosters, supporting local athletes and the games you love. Today's first pitch is just around the corner. First, we go to the diamond for today's pregame here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, it all comes down to this. You're 92.1 KMDA down at Frankfort, Kansas. It's gotten a little cooler. It's got a little hotter, but it's cooled off here. We're our third game of the day. It's the Class 1 to 2A Regional Championship baseball matchup between the Jefferson County Chargers and the Frankfort Wildcats. Current prophet Blaine Burdick here down in Frankfort, Kansas, delivering you here the coverage. And right here for JCN, they're coming up here in the order, batting first. To the top of the order will be Brody Van Dyke, the sophomore shortstop, batting second, Colby Olberding, the center fielder, junior, Cash Warner, senior, first baseman, Knox Heston, the sophomore, third baseman, Chance Jenkins, the senior left fielder, Dawson Lindsay, the junior on right field, Miles Jeffrey, the sophomore catcher, he will be batting seventh, batting eighth, Isaac Weiser, the sophomore DH, and finishing up the bottom of the order, the ninth hole will be Brad Gigstad, the sophomore second baseman for JCN. For the Frankfort Wildcats, defensive lineman Anderson up on the mound. Henry Ketter behind the plate catching. Eli Ketter at first. Adams at second. Caffrey at shortstop. Smith at third. Winkle out in left. Schreiner in center. And Goode out in right. Now, big thing I talked about pregame, kind of coming up into this matchup, was that JCN had already used their ace pitcher in Olberding before this match to beat Jonathan West for Frankfort. They used their second-best pitcher in Peyton Adams. And now the real ace, Anderson, he gets to shine on the bump this season. Anderson has been very efficient, 42 innings pitched, 9 games started, 7 wins, no losses, 40 hits, only 14 earned runs given up with an ERA of 2.297. On the other side, Blattner, the starting pitcher for JCN, is in the area of 5.7. First pitch, though, here on the way on to Van Dyke with ball one.
Well, the number one thing I think of when it comes to this game, yes, you mentioned that JCN doesn't have their starting pitcher, but they're on a high right now. That's actually a hit over second base.
As you mentioned it, coming off that high, and that's a hit out to second. Pulling things off for Van Dyke. Van Dyke now part of the Northeast Kansas League. League 4-1 record from last week's meet. Now up the bat is Colby Olberding, who had a really nice game against Jonathan West. First pitch, low and away for ball one. Olberding, who this season, that's 273 coming into today's matchups. Next pitch, this one down the middle for strike one. Olberding now 1-1. Olberding, he reached 3 times with 2 singles against Jonathan Weston. Came around and scored twice. Again, also pitched for JCN in that game. Next pitch on the 1-1, it's chopped foul. And now 1-2 on Colby Olberding.
So like I was trying to mention before, that little two-base dot is, they're on a high because not only last week they beat number 4 seed Valley Falls, but they just recently beat here number 5 seed D-West.
Yeah, so two big upsets coming from the 13 seed JCN, the number 4 Valley Falls 2-1, and then over Jonathan West 7-4. Now tipped back, fouled away. I'll keep it to the 1-2 here for Colby Olberding. So again, yes, JCN coming off of a high right now, currently on a 3-game winning streak. Only 11 wins on the season. And here's a swing and a miss. And it'll be a strikeout for Colby Olberding. 2 up, 1 down. Van Dyke's on first after reaching on his leadoff single. Cash Warner now up the bat. Knox Heston on deck. Josh Warner against Donovan West reached three times. He was hit by a pitch, had a single and a walk. He scored in the third inning against him. First pitch is low under the knees. 4-1.
You know, we've kind of seen this from Wes Anderson every single at-bat. First pitch has been a ball. Maybe seeing if he could try to get these batters to maybe bite on something.
All low fastballs here. The next, another low fastball that's shifted in the dirt for strike one. Anderson, one of the best pitchers coming out of the Twin Valley League. Also point guards and quarterbacks. All around, just a standout athlete. 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. This one is sliced hard out the center left, and that'll go all the way towards the fences. That's a base hit. And coming around to second, that's Warner, and stopping at third is Van Dyke. So one out, stand-up double for Cash Warner. Van Dyke now sits at third, and Warner sits at second. They are now in scoring position for Knox Heston and JCN. It's not just been their story of their pitching, but it's been the story of their at-bats in this postseason. Again, it's under first-year head coach Preston Gibson. It took over the fourth game this season for the Chargers. He has really brought this team around. This first pitch is low, but swung on by Heston real late for strike one. 0-1 count, Heston. And we have a time here, getting a tied shoe at second base. Whoever wins this matchup will book their first ever ticket in program history to state. Jason, this is their first time ever being in a regional championship. Frankfurt, this is their third consecutive year. Next pitch. Here, swung on and missed. Heston behind it. Again, now down 0-2. Jason with 5-11 with runners in scoring position against Donovan West. Next pitch is low, but just in, clipping the zone for strike three, a three-pitch K for Wes Anderson. Now already two strikeouts and two hits given up here in the top of the first from Anderson. Now Chance Jenkins up to bat, the left fielder senior with a runner still in second and third, and two down. And Anderson get out of this jam. First pitch to Jenkins as low but in for strike one. He has been favoring these low fastballs, but hitting them knee high here for the strikes. Jenkins nearly 300 batting this season.
Unfortunate thing for Jenkins, it looks like he's a pretty tall dude, so he has a pretty big strike zone.
He is. The next pitch a little high though above the shoulder line for ball one. Jenkins, he went 1-4 in the game against GU West. Next pitch is into the dirt for ball two. It was 0-3 with a strikeout and two pop-outs before his last final at-bat came in the sixth inning where he reached on a single but got out on a double play. Next pitch, and just at the knees for strike two. And you mentioned just kind of how tall he is. He is staggering at around 6 foot. He might have to lower his stance a little bit. He's on a 2-2 now. Next pitch at the knees. All above him. Swung on and fouled back. Keeps it 2-2. Yeah, baseball, the one sport where it's all you are. Sometimes it's kind of harder.
Well, it also can help sometimes as well.
Definitely. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Fastball wrapped in, but fouled back. 2-2. Here it remains on Jenkins. It has been all-day coverage down for Frankfurt, but also on KARE and KNZA. There we have had a great day of coverage here across all of our stations. 2-2 count. Here's the pitch. Fastball swung on high and missed. That will get out of the top of the first. Anderson gets out of the jam, leaves the bases stranded, leaves runners stranded on second and third. We'll take a step aside. We go to the bottom of the first. Frankfurt up to bat next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Pines of Holton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Nikki. If you're passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Holton family. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Our communities are built on families, hard work, and looking out for one another. At SBS Insurance, we're here to help you do just that, with life insurance designed to protect your loved ones for years to come. Talk to your local independent agent at SBS Insurance today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here we go. Bottom of the first, JCN Frankfurt. Frankfurt up here, 0-0. Henry Cutter lead things off, the senior catcher. Then Wes Anderson, the senior pitcher. Eli Cutter, freshman first baseman. Batting fourth, Landon Schreider, junior center fielder. Batting fifth, Peyton Adams, junior second baseman. Colton Caffrey, the freshman shortstop. Octavian Gu, the junior right fielder. Batting eighth, it'll be Luke Smith, freshman third baseman, and batting ninth will be Gage Winkland, the sophomore left fielder. We're going to Henry Cutter, fighting first pitch. This is from Blattner. And first one is down the middle for strike one. Blattner up on the bump again, getting the start here. Grant Blattner, the freshman pitcher here for JCN. Second best pitcher in the lineup. Next pitch is down the middle, but a little outside, they should say, for ball one. Blattner this season, 38 hits allowed, 24 earned runs, 12 walks, 38 strikeouts, an ERA of 5.7. Next pitch, this one swung on, out to right field, playable potentially from the right fielder, but does not make the catch. Also, our fourth appearance today from the train, if you hear it in the background. No, it's not a morning train wreck with Seth and Brian. As a normal train. 1-2 count. Next pitch, low into the dirt for ball two. Cutter on a 2-2 count. Wes Anderson off the bat next. And Eli Cutter in the hold. And the next one, blast down the middle. Cutter, not even a swing. He goes down. Pitching is going to be key to this matchup today. Again, Blattner, 29 innings pitched this season. That's 15 innings behind Olberding. We start against D. West. Next pitch delivered here. Fastball rips straight back. More strike one on Wes Anderson. Now down 0-1 as Olberding. He recorded 8 strikeouts in the win against Jonathan Wedge. He went 6.1 innings. His 108th strikeout this season, as he has surpassed well over 200 in his career. It's unfortunate that, again, he may not be in this regional championship as he reaches pitch count. But Grant Blattner will try to take this the rest of the way. Next pitch, a low fastball, but hits the bottom of the zone for strike two. And I'll tell you what, Blattner is taking well good advantage of this opportunity here in this regional championship. He is very comfortable here on the mound. 0-2 count. Here's the windup and the deal. This is right down center, and it's nicely scooped in a play to first. What a play that cheers off the Chargers. Digstad with a stab in the dirt for the play to first.
That was a great play there by the second baseman, Digstad. That was just a diving play there by him to grab that ball last second and to get that throw off was really impressive.
It's going to take efficient defensive play here to hang with this Frankfurt lineup. And so far, JCN has showed it well. First pitch to Ketter, a little high for ball one. Ketter, the freshman, 1-0 count. Here's the delivery. Next one, low in the dirt for ball two. Eli Ketter this season, over 100 plate appearances, batting nearly 400 on the season. At 27 hits coming into today, reported 3 against Onega in the win. Now it's 30 on the season. Next pitch, inside fastball, but just two inside. That's ball three. Three balls, no strikes on Eli Ketter. Fires right down the middle of the plate. No swing by Ketter. That's strike one. Flattner, 39 strikeouts on the season. Again, just a freshman. Here's the next delivery. It's high over the shoulder line. Four ball four. And then Schreiner now up to bat, the center fielder junior, and Caden Adams on deck. Fourth, fifth, down the order.
Oh, we're having a little umpire to pitcher talk right now.
Yeah, an exchange here between the umpire and the pitcher Blattner, but it's quick and brief. Now Blattner heads back up to the bump. Righty-righty matchup here. On the bump again, JCN's Blattner. JCN representing the green tops, white numerals and lettering, dark black trim, and then white bottoms. A nod from Blattner, delivery of a fastball, just a little high for ball one.
Actually, no, they're going to call that a balk.
Oh, so they're going to not count that pitch. It's a balk. Man, we have seen probably about 8 balks today. It's been a very interesting day. And actually, against JCN, we've seen 4. 3 were called against Olberding. So this is kind of an interesting day that has been for balks, I should say. Okay, next pitch here. Swung on and missed by Schreiner. Fastball blown by. That's the official first pitch of the count on Schreiner. So he's down now 0-1. Blattner looks back at second base. The go-ahead run. Next pitch is delivered right down the plate for strike two. Schreiner now has to protect 0-2. Eli Ketter on second. Bottom of the first. Frankfurt JCN. No one scored yet. Runner 0-2, here's the delivery. Change up low. Nice block by Jeffrey into the dirt. JCN in their first ever regional title appearance, looking to book their first ever ticket to state. Frankfurt in the same boat. That's Class 1-2A regional championship. Blattner looks back, now delivers down the plate. Ball fouled straight back into the dirt. Keep it to the 1-2.
Good job by Schreiner to stay at the at-bat there and take a swing at that ball.
One ball, two strikes. Blattner still trying to hold the runner at second. That's Ketter. Got there off the balk. Reached on the walk. Blattner collects. Looks back again. Does it a second time. Now delivers the fastball. This is chopped to the third base side. It's thrown to first, and it's on time to get out of the inning. Heston to Warner. Into the first, 0-0, Frankfurt, JCN, 1-2A, regional title matchup. Winner goes to state. We're back after this on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Top of the second, here we go. To chase you up to that, first pitch to Lindsay is in for strike one. Dawson Lindsay batting here, sixth in the batting order. Next pitch delivered, swung on and missed. He is now down 0-2.
Benson, there's two fast fastballs.
Lindsay, this season, bats 182. Next pitch, fastball way high, upstairs for ball one. Lindsay, the last game, reached twice via the walk, went 0-2 at bat with a pop-up to short and a strikeout in his last plate appearance today. Next pitch, fastball, low under the zone for ball two. It's worked up now to an even Steven 2-2 count. After Dawson Lindsay, it's Miles Jeffrey, Isaac Weiser to finish out the bottom of the order. It's Riker Gigstad. Next pitch, chopped up, out to right, beyond the dugout. Keep it to 2-2. And today, like I was kind of telling you in our break, this is a senior versus freshman matchup on the mound, with Frankfurt having the well-vetted ace pitcher, Wes Anderson. And on the other side, you have coming up from Northeast Kansas League, a very young athlete in Grant Blattner, who's getting his first ever regional title start, his first ever postseason start. Next pitch here is chopped straight back for a foul. Keep it 2-2. So you look at both sides. On one side, you got a lot of pressure on a senior who's trying to get his team for the first time to state ever. And on the other side, you got a freshman who, again, is a freshman, expected to try to hold this one up. Next pitch here, sliced on to second, and the play is to first on time, Adams to Ketter. So again, Blaine, as I just kind of mentioned, both teams in the situation there where you got a lot of pressure on a senior, a lot of pressure on a freshman. How, as a pitcher, do you kind of get some of that pressure off of you?
Just rely on your teammates in the background. Allow your defense to run your course. Yeah, you might get a hit, just like Anderson did there with Lindsay, who hit the little chopper to second. But if it weren't for the fact that he had a second baseman there, I mean, that would have been a base hit. So he's just got to calm down, let the defense, doesn't matter if you're JCN or if you're Frankfurt, you're just got to rely on your defense, and hopefully that'll help you calm down just a little bit, especially in this high-pressure game.
Miles Jeffrey here on his first plate appearance of this game on a 1-1 count here. Last pitch to the strike. Next pitch here into the dirt and back to backstop for ball two. 2-1 count on Miles Jeffrey. Miles Jeffrey in the game against Jonathan West. Reached twice, just recorded one hit, went 1-of-3 at bat. Also came around, scored in the third inning in that game with his single. Next pitch is fouled away. 2-2 count now on Miles Jeffrey. Bottom third of the order for JCN, one out. Top of the second. Here's the offering. It's a high fastball. It's just over the zone for ball three.
That was a close call. Great take there by Jeffrey, but wow, that was too close for my comfort.
Three balls, two strikes. Here's the delivery. Fastball, that is low and just out of the zone for ball four. Even if that was a potential strikeout, the catcher actually dropped it in a kind of a rough spot, so maybe he'll be the first anyway. But here, a pinch runner will come in for Jefferson County North. Coming in is Bentley Neiman. Next one coming up, Isaac Weiser. First pitch, fouled away. Weiser, a sophomore, designated hitter here in this matchup. 0-1. Next pitch is high for ball one. 1-1 count. Weiser. Excuse me, Emmett Weiser. Sophomore DH. He played out in right field in the last game against Southwest West. Here, this pitch is rocketed out to right field down the line. That's going to be a hit for Emmett Weiser. Jeffrey now moves to second. Weiser to first. But just one out. Just like that last inning there for JCN, they have the train rolling, but Anderson stumped them. Now at the bottom of the order, it's Riker Kigstad. But in a really incredible play. That bottom of the first at second. First pitch to him is high and away for ball one. 1-0 count. Next pitch is low, just above the waist level though for strike one. 1-1 count. Now on Gigstad. Next pitch. High fastball swung on and missed. Gigstad now down. 1-2.
Looks like Anderson's going to repeat history here if he continues with the good pitching.
Definitely going to try to. Gigstad bats 206 this season. Trying to look for a hit here. 1-2. Next one. It's a swung on out to Anderson. He tosses it over the third. And they're going to, oh, there's not been a.
I think it was a foul ball because when he hit it, it looked like it bounced off of him. But I think that's what it's looking for because that kind of just benefits JCN.
Yeah, because if that's, they officialize that as in play and the out will be at third and you still just have runners at first and second. So that would be on the beneficiary of Frankfurt if that was in play, and that's what the umpires here are talking about. That force out was made, and it looks like they will call the out. So, nice play by Anderson. Heads up, was able to get it to Smith at third for the first, for the force out. So, Gigstad reaches off a fielder's choice. Weiser at second now. We're back to the top of the order for the Chargers. It's Brody Van Dyke, who reached off a single and a leadoff. And the first pitch down the middle for strike one. 0-1.
Looks like our buddy the train is back.
Fifth appearance today for the train. And Anderson steps off the bump, thinking about throwing back to second, but holds off. That runner, that's, and then Weiser now delivers the pitch. It's hit hard. Out to right field and coming up for it and making the easy play. That is Octavian Goode. So another inning. JCN gets a hit but leaves two left on base. It's still 0-0. We head to the bottom of the second here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bottom of the second, Frankfurt JCN 0-0, Class 1-2A, a regional championship here on 92.1 KNZA. It's been a fun day all day long. JCN, man, they've had quite the road. They've upset Valley Falls and Donovan West before in the 5 seed as the 13, and here they face number 1 Frankfurt, and they're holding on strong. But in back-to-back innings, JCN hangs up, no runs, and leaves two stranded on base.
Yeah, it's definitely something you don't want to do, especially in this game, especially against Frankfurt. We saw in that last game that Frankfurt likes to pounce on whatever opportunities they're given, and so therefore not getting any of those runners home is definitely a big dagger in the equation.
First pitch to Adams is way over for ball one. Adams batting fifth in the order. Colton Caffrey up next, and then Octavian Goode in the hole. Next offering, high and away for ball two. Dave Adams had a nice game just then against Onega. Next delivery is low and away for ball three. Dave Adams, who actually got the scoring going with a two-out, two-RBI triple in the first to get Frankfurt early 2-0 lead over Onega. He wound up finishing the game with just one hit. He was walked twice, including at the very end. They just walked him. They didn't even let him get a chance to go up to the plate. Next pitch here, delivered down the plate. Or strike one. Dixie Adams, well, he is a really disciplined batter at the plate. Three balls, one strike. Here's the delivery. Change up low. That's ball four. Good eye by Adams. He held off on that changeup. That's a leadoff walk here for Frankfurt. Let's begin the bottom of the second.
Yeah, it looks like he really wanted it that there. Crendon, you could even saw that. He really lunged for it, and he was about to just swing and crush it, but he saw the easy way out of it and to get safe on first base, so he just decided to let that go.
Colton Caffery now up the bat, the shortstop freshman. First pitch to him, delivered low into the dirt, and taking up for second with a steal, sliding safely is Adams with no throw. It's also ball one on Caffery. Caffery actually played second base in the game against Onega. He did not record a single hit in the matchup. Next delivery to him, low under the knees, four ball two. He is 0 for 3 at bat.
Looks like Blattner right now is kind of struggling to find the zone. Multiple balls here within these past two at-bats.
2-0 count here on Caffery. As Blattner looks back, looks straight ahead, looks back again. Now here's the offering. It's a high fastball for ball three. And this is kind of the lull you don't want to get into where you find a spot in the zone and then you just keep delivering that same pitch. Right now it's this really high heater. 3-0 count, next pitch, down the plate, first strike one. Exactly what you want to come back with. We talked about it, Blattner, he's just a freshman. There's a lot of pressure on his shoulders, a lot of weight, but he just has to rely on that supporting cast around him. Don't get too much into his head here. 3-1, next delivery, down the middle. Oh, actually, excuse me, that one's a little outside to the left. That's ball four.
Must have been a little outside. I mean, we do have a little bit of a side angle, so
yeah,
we can't tell.
Sometimes it's a little hard to make that judgment. Sometimes we're behind the plate in a game. Sometimes we're off to the right. You were kind of seeing like a 2D perspective from the side. Next pitch here, delivered high to Goo. This is first pitch to him. That's ball one. We're at second. It's Adams. Starting at first is Caffery. No outs for Frankfurt. Bottom third of the order now. Goot, Smith, and Winkland. Blattner delivers the fastball down the middle, but it leaves the catcher's glove and both runners advance on the pass ball. Adams to third and Caffery to second. Runners are in scoring position. Frankfurt went 3 of 9 with runners in scoring position against Onega. 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. It is low. Drops just under the waist. Level for ball two on good. 2-1 count.
With that right there is now the 10th ball that he has pitched within these three batters.
Over 220 RBIs on the season for Frankfurt. Next pitch down the plate for strike two. Two balls, two strikes knotted up here on Octavian Good, the right fielder, junior. Blattner looks back, takes a breath, shrugs his shoulders, delivers the pitch, but it's two inside for ball three. Winner goes to state. Motorcycle on the other side of the bracket on regional two. Austin, they played that yesterday. They secured their ticket to see the 4-1 victory in the regional championship over Mission Valley. Pitch fouled away. Three balls, two strikes remains here on Octavian Goode. Full count delivery. Here it comes. It's high. And now the bases are loaded with no outs for the Frankfurt Wildcats. And now head coach for the JCN Chargers, Preston Gibson, is going to go over and have a quick conversation with Blattner. He's going to bring in just the catcher as well in Jeffrey. Coming up to bat, it's Luke Smith, the freshman, and Engage Wanklin, the sophomore. So bottom two in the order here for Frankfurt. And then we'll do back up with the dangerous hitters and Henry Ketter, Wes Anderson. But I want to describe these bottom two in the order. Luke Smith, this season, still a solid batter, batting nearly 300 on the year, over 20 hits on the season. 18, which have been singles, two doubles, and 20 RBIs. He's got runners all in his vision, first, second, and third. Foul meeting visit is over. We come back to Smith, waiting his first pitch. Here it is. It's low and away for ball one. So far, JCN has been really sticking with Frankfurt in this game. This could be where Frankfurt can kind of blow things open. 1-0 count. Here's the pitch. Fastball down Broadway for strike one.
This is where JCN needs to start rallying back with those strikes. I mean, just need three just to get out of this. I mean, hopefully no damage is done. And that would be a big thing for JCN, because once Frankfurt gets that lead, they tend to stay on top of it.
Next pitch here, a little away and under for ball two. Two balls, one strike. Still no outs in this inning. Next pitch here, this is chopped on, playable from second base. The throw is to first. It'll be a sacrifice grounder from Luke Smith, so he'll get an RBI credit to his name, 21 on this season. And Payton Adams, he's the one who came through and scored. Caffrey to third now, and Goo to second. That's the first out of the inning, so kind of a trade both ways. First out for JCN, first run for Frankfurt. Now the ninth batter in the order coming up, Gage Winklin, sophomore left fielder. He has delivery from the stretch, and it's a little too inside to the left for ball one. As Winklin, he is a lefty. A lefty v. righty. Flat to the righty, delivers another fastball. Two inside for ball two. Viner needs to make a little bit of an adjustment here to the lefty batter. He lunges, brings it back. Blattner delivers high and away again for ball three.
Now this is where when you were talking about the difference between ages between the two pitchers, him being a freshman, this is where it feels like it's kind of playing right now.
3-0, here's the pitch, right down the middle for strike one. But again, as you mentioned it before as well on my part, that big age difference, senior pitcher for Frankfurt, freshman pitcher for JCN, and you're starting to see kind of both those things show in this game so far. And this next pitch delivered and fouled straight back. Because on one side, Frankfurt, despite getting in back-to-back jams with runners, you know, in scoring position, Anderson, the senior, has been able to get it out. But let's see how the freshman can respond here for Blattner. It's a full count, runners on second and third. Next pitch is going to be low and away for all four. So Winklin heads to first.
Actually hit the guy.
Oh, actually, sorry. So I think it might have just been a hit by pitch. I mean, regardless, it would have walked the batter.
The catcher, Henry Getter.
So runner on first, second, and third bases are loaded. Winklin actually hobbled a little bit getting the first. Henry Ketter now at the top of the order, resets for Frankfurt. He actually brings out the pencil bat. Well, we'll see if he can write Frankfurt in the history books here. Potentially some runs coming in. First pitch is high and away for ball one. Again, Frankfurt still looking for their first ever chance to go to the state tournament. Next pitch, low, in the middle zone, hit out to right field, and that one is going to be fair. Couldn't quite see where it landed. There's a lot of blockage to the right of me. But Henry Ketter put down the one out, two RBI single to give Frankfurt now a two-run advantage.
He actually hit it. It looked like a little bit left of the right fielder, so he wasn't able to get there. He made a nice good throw to home to stop the person from third continuing. It would be Winklin.
So now Wanklin's at third, and almost was a base clearing single, almost, but stopped at the two. And now fastball on in for ball one on Anderson. In the process, Ketter takes off to second and steals it safely. One out. Bottom of the second, 3-0 Frankfurt over JCN. 1-0 count on Wes Anderson. His second appearance now at the plate. Next pitch, way too inside for ball two. 2-0 count now on Anderson. Eli Ketter on deck and Landon Schreiner in the hole. Frankfurt looking to try to bat around here in this second inning. They have brought now 6 to the plate. Next pitch. Whoa, butt in. Hitting the bottom of the zone for strike one on Anderson. That's over 400 this season for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Over 30 hits on the year. Leads the team also with 4 home runs. Next pitch. This one a hard hit. Ball out to the shortstop. It's picked up, though. Thrown on time to first for the out. And in the process, Henry Ketter slides in safely to third. And a run also comes through from Gage Lankland. So it'll be a sacrifice ground out for Wes Anderson. So he'll get the RBI. 4 runs in the inning for Frankfurt. Two outs now. Runner on third. Eli Ketter now. His second plate appearance. First pitch and swung and batted to the left. Foul. Ketter's last plate appearance turned a walk. Got the second off a balk. I was left stranded. On ground out from Landon Schreiner. To end that first inning. 0-1 count. Here's the delivery. A changeup. That was way loose out of the arm. Here's the takeoff to home. Slide in. Safely is Henry Ketter. Well, we've kind of talked about it all day that we've seen a lot of wild pitches, and we've yet to see anyone from third base have that confidence to take off and get home plate. That was the first time, and it worked into succession. Ketter now cleans the bases with that take to home. 5 runs for Frankfurt in the bottom of the second. Eli Ketter here on a 1-1 count. Next pitch, no swing, and a strike called on Ketter. 1 ball, 2 strikes. JCN, you'd want to get out of this inning with just the 5 runs given up. Next pitch, this one, hard hit, but that is nicely catched on a line out from the first baseman and Warner. Well, we'll take a step aside. We'll head up to the top of the third. Frankfurt able to come through with 5 huge runs off just 1 hit and 2 sacrifices in the bottom of the second. 5-0, Frankfurt, JCN, back after this in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better.
At Foster Ford in Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here we go, top of the third here on 92.1 KMC for the MSC Sports Radio Network. Grand Prophet Blaine Burdick down here in Frankfort, Kansas. Frankfort 5, JCM 0 in this broadcast here on 92.1 KMZA. Appreciate everybody who comes up and asks, hey, what's this on? Big JCM crowd came here, including Grapple Gary, who came in and gave us a shout-out after the JCN victory over Donovan West, 7-4. Shout out to Grandpa Gary. But here, we enter the top of the third. JCN up the bat, it's Colby Oberdick. First pitch is way high for ball one. Josh Warner up next. Third in the order. And Knox Heston in the hole, batting fourth. His pitch to Oberdick is sliced out the left field, tracking it nicely to his right and getting it down as Wankland. And there's actually no markers for how deep the fences are here, but I can tell you what, these fences are at least over 300, if not 320 out towards the left side at least. And to the addition of that left field being a 320 fence, at least down that side. It's also a high fence. I mean, the fence is about 30 foot off the ground on that left center side.
I believe it's around 300-295, but yeah, that's where that extra fence comes up and makes it a little bit higher.
This pitch high and away for ball one. Good pitch, Anderson. Inside, chopped away for strike one. 1-1 count now on Cash Warner. Last time up, doubled, but was left stranded on second. JCN has left two stranded in the last two straight innings. Gotta be in the clutch situation. Next offering, down the middle. Not even a swing on the bullseye from Warner. Now Warner will have to protect on the 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Here's the next delivery. Into the dirt it goes. Four ball, two. Two balls, two strikes on Cash Warner. Anderson, who will definitely be heading to the collegiate level. 2-2. Next one is low. And away for ball three. Picked up in the dirt from Cowder.
Full count here now.
Three balls, two strikes. Next pitch, a fastball just under the bridge of the zone for ball four.
Nice take there by Warner. Real close there, but he trusted his gut, and it was right there in the ball.
So. Knox Heston now up the bat. Chance Jenkins on deck. 4-5 in the order. Throw to first, and safely is Warner. I want to walk from Warner. He has now reached twice. Heston still waiting his first pitch. Here it is under the knees for ball one. Heston, he struck out his last at bat, a three-pitch strikeout. Next one delivered low and batted in the ground for a foul. Heston now 1-1. Heston against Donathan West went 2-4, two strikeouts, a single, and a double in which was in the first inning of that game, single that took place in the fourth. 1-1 count for Heston. Next pitch, it is chopped straight back. Heston now down, 1-1, two strikes. Winner goes to state. One ball, two strikes. Anderson peeks back to first, now delivers the offering down the plate, but just under the nose of the bridge again. Four ball, two. Two balls, two strikes on Knox Heston. We're on first, one out. Here's next delivery. A high fastball all the way upstairs for ball three. Again, Frankfurt up 5-0 over JCN. One of these teams will book their first ever trip to the state tournament in program history after today's matchup. Full count pitch. Here it goes down the middle of the bullseye. Not a swing in sight for Heston as he goes down on strikes. Chance Jenkins now up the bat. 0-1 today with a strikeout. He has struck out twice in total today. Doing 1-4 against Donathan West. Throw back to first. Still in there safely is Warner. Two down. Warner on first. Jenkins up the bat. Still waiting his first pitch here on this second plate appearance. And the bottom, or top of the third, excuse me. Better time. Jenkins steps out. He comes back in. Anderson sets. Fires this one to the second baseman. Picked up. And an easy lob to get the final out of the top of the third. Adams to Eli Ketter. We now head to the bottom of the third. It is Frankfurt due up next. Already up by 5-0 here over JCN. We're back after this on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Are those old windows driving up your fuel bill? It might be time to upgrade to Gherkin Windows. At Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca, you can buy direct, no middleman, so you get top-quality Gherkin windows at no extra cost. Stop in today and talk with their knowledgeable sales team to get started on replacing your windows. And remember, your project starts here. at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
Struggling with chronic pain, Holton Community Hospital is collaborating with Holistic Pain Management to bring expert, non-opioid pain care to you. From arthritis and back pain to migraines and nerve pain, we provide advanced treatment to help you get back to what you love, pain-free. You don't have to travel far for relief. Get expert care close to home. Visit HoltonHospital.com to learn more. Pain is real, but so is hope.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Right on down at the bottom of the third, Frankfurt 5, JCN 0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Coming up here for the Frankfurt Wildcats, it's Landon Schreiner, fourth in the batting order, then Peyton Adams and Colton Caffrey. Junior, freshman, all in that order coming up. Frankfurt, impressive second inning. Five runs come through on just one hit. Two runs got scored off sacrifice. Ground outs. First pitch to Schreiner. This one's popped up to the right side. Play from the first baseman, and the out is recorded. Cash Warner cashing in the first out of the third on Frankfurt.
The second baseman, Peyton Adams.
Peyton Adams now up to bat. It was the first run of the game to come through and score for Frankfurt. Earned himself a walk in the last inning. Next pitch, near way high for ball one. He got on via a walk, stole second, passed ball, let him reach to third. Next pitch in the left corner for strike one. 1-1 count now. Then the sacrifice grounder by Luke Smith allowed him for him to come through and score. 1-1 count. Here's the pitch under the knees for ball two.
With that ball right there, counting the last inning where he kind of struggled with balls, I'm pretty confident that is 23 balls that he's pitched in total. Kind of struggling to find the zone here today.
2-1, next pitch, inside, fastball for ball three. So again, I mean, we kind of go back to that. It's a freshman v senior mound matchup with JCN, the freshman, and Frankfurt, the senior. A lot of weight here on the freshman from Blattner, but he's just got to keep things calm. Delivers a cookie down the middle. Adams pops it up out in the center field. And it is snagged by Olberding. So there you go. That's how you kind of take that weight off your shoulders. Kind of deliver some of those that are hittable, but choke up the batter to make a playable from your supporting cast to make the out. Don't want to get too obsessed with striking out the batter. Just record the out. Ground out, pop out, doesn't matter. Blattner, next pitch, away to the left for ball one. This is Caffrey now, the shortstop freshman. Sixth in the batting order, Octavian Good up next, the right fielder, and then Luke Smith in the hole. Next one, low, but down the middle of the plate for strike one on Caffrey. 1-1 count. Blattner, he's not had a strikeout since the first batter he faced at the beginning of this game, Henry Ketter. Next pitch is swung on and fouled straight back, strike two. So here's a chance for Blattner. Bench record his 40th strikeout of the season. One ball, two strikes on the count for Caffrey. Blattner sets his feet, deals from the stretch. That is low into the ground for ball two. Fell in the dirt in front of the plate.
Great stop by the catcher there, though, to keep it in front.
Caffrey, wide stance, bend to the right knee. Lifts up the left foot, but does not pull the trigger on the pitch. That's a way for ball three. Three balls, two strikes. I'll give a shout out to everyone who's been hanging out with us today. A beautiful day it's been down here at Frankfurt. All of our sponsors who have supported this broadcast today, as well as our listeners. Next pitch on the full count. This one delivered. It's popped up high into the short stop hole, and it is picked up by Van Dyke. Three up and three down. We head up to the top of the fourth. Frankfurt 5, JCN 0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas.
I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca is where you'll find the farm supplies you need, including air compressors, welding supplies, hand tools, fuel pumps, hydraulic cylinders, chains to nuts and bolts. They also carry a full line of steel chainsaws, plus Heinen has a variety of grass seeds and fertilizers. Check out their Just Ask rental department, as they have lawn thatchers, spreaders, aerators, and cedar slicers for rent. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Top of the fourth, JCN Frankfurt, Class 1 and 2A Regional Baseball Championship. Frankfurt ahead 5-0 over JCN. First pitch delivered here to start this inning. It swung on and missed from Dawson Lindsay. He's now down 0-1. Last at bat, grounded out to Adams at second. Next pitch delivered. This is swung on hard. It's out to Adams again. This time it's popped into his glove. The hard chop at Adams. Swung his glove from his left hand, running to his right. Cross-bodied, grabbed it. Nice play. And now our sixth appearance today from the train, as there's a train track that sits right left of the field here at Frankfurt. It's always really fun. Next pitch here, a little high for ball one. Miles Jeffrey here in the bat, the sophomore. 1-0 count, next delivery, down the middle for strike one. 1-1 count, Miles Jeffrey, last time up, earned a walk. Win the bottom third of the order for JCM. Jeffrey, Weiser, and Gigstad. 1-1 count, here's the next offering. It's just under the waistline for ball two. Two balls, one strike. Here's the next delivery. It is just under again. Man, those are very close.
Well, they could be outside. That's our angle.
That's true. we are from the side angle. I always forget about that. 3-1 count. Next one. This one goes down the middle. And not a swing from Jeffrey. It's up to now full count, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swung on and bounced straight back. We'll stay with the full count, 3-2. With Weiser on deck and Gigsack in the hole. One out. Top of the fourth, 5-0. Frankfurt over JCN. Next pitch delivered. And that is going to get the K. Not even a swing in sight from Jeffrey. Fourth strikeout of today, picked up from Wes Anderson. Anderson has struck out 59 batters this season. Now up to bat, it's Emmett Weiser, the designated hitter. First pitch to him. Low, under the knees for ball one. Weiser had a single back in the second, but was left stranded on second. Next pitch, this one, slides hard, played by second, that's Adams, and he throws it to first in time. Three up, three down, bottom of the fourth we go, 5-0. It's Frankfurt over JCN here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you know I've been around Life Care Center of Seneca for 40 years, and I'm only 44? My name is Sarah Knowles, D-O-N of Life Care Center of Seneca. My mother, Sandy Cook, has worked at Life Care Center of Seneca for 47 years. The caregiver longevity at Life Care Center of Seneca is 10.8 years. We have no travel staff, and our caregiver base is strong. Not every nursing home is the same. Please come and see for yourself. Life Care Center of Seneca, serving the area for 45 years. 785-336-3528.
Life better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halfway through, halfway done. Bottom of the fourth, Frankfurt 5-0 spot here over JCM. You up in the order for Frankfurt, bottom third of the order. Junior Octavian Goob, the right fielder. Freshman Luke Smith, the third baseman. And the sophomore Gage Wakeland, the left fielder. Slider still on the bump. Jeffrey's still behind the plate for Frankfurt, or for JCM, I should say, defensively. Warner still at first. Bigstead still at second. Van Dyke short. Heston at third. Pitch delivered. This is swung hard out into center left. It drops down for a hit. One pitch and a hit for Good. He's down at first. Is Jenkins still out in left? Orbiting in center. And that ball fell right in front of a Lindsay out on the right. Well, adjustments and lineup still the same here on both sides. Luke Smith now off the bat. Eighth in the order for Frankfurt. Had a sacrifice ground out. Scored Peyton Adams. Back in the second here. First pitch to him. He shows bunt and he fouls it back to the left. For strike one. After Smith, it's Gage Wankland, and then we'll head back up to the top of the order for the Wildcats with Henry Ketter, Wes Anderson, and Eli Ketter. Luke Smith. 1-0. He's showing the bunt and he pulls back. As the pitch comes through, up high for ball one. 1-1 count. Good at first. Second time leadoff man has gotten on today for Frankfurt to begin the inning. First leadoff hit. 1-1 count. Double nod from Blattner, delivers the pitch. Fastball wraps up the batter as it's fouled straight away. Now 1-2. On Luke Smith, the freshman. Winner will book their first ever ticket to the state tournament. Frankfurt has been false this season, 22-3. Next pitch is lifted straight back. They'll keep it to the 1-2 count. Luke Smith for Frankfurt against Onega. Reached all three times, a walk, a single, and a fielder's choice. He came through and scored on the walk. 1-2. Next pitch. Low to the left for ball two. Even Steven count. 2-2 on Luke Smith. Blattner gathers. Gives a nod. We'll give a second. Now he offers. And a fastball blown by Luke Smith for the K. One down. Runner still in first. Gage Wakeland now up the bat. Ninth in the batting order for the Frankfurt Wildcats. The left fielder sophomore who bats from the left side facing the righter the righty Blattner. High up in the box. Wide in the stance. Shows bunt and will foul it straight back.
Blattner's doing a really good job this inning finding the strike zone. The past couple of innings, he's been struggling, throwing a lot of balls. I counted around 22 to 25, and this time he's doing a lot better.
There's a big chop out to center left, making the effort, though, for the play. It's Olberding tracking that one down like a hawk. Good play out from center field. Olberding, he has made two spectacular catches out in the outfield today. They go back up to the top of the order for Frankfurt. Henry Ketter, Wes Anderson, Eli Ketter. Top three in the order. Two out. And a runner on first. And Octavian Good. Blattner. Trying to get out with just no runs going up here in this inning. Fast ball, and that one goes left of the zone for ball one. Well, and all the exclusion of just one inning in this game, Frankfurt has scored all their five runs in the bottom of the second, and there's been no other runs scored in anything for either team here. Next pitch. It's just too high for ball two. And that was a rough start of an inning there for Blatter, but he has been able to recalibrate and be on track since. Next pitch. This one swung on to the shortstop, scooped up in the ground, and stepping on the second base bag for the out is Van Dyke. So ground out there, the shortstop. We go to the top of the fifth. Frankfurt still holds on to their five-run lead after, again, all those runs they were scored in the second. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Denison State Bank turns 125 years old in 2026. That's not a statistic to take for granted. 50 years ago, there were 615 banks in Kansas. Today, there are 189. Having a hometown bank is special, and we're as committed as ever to remaining here serving local people and businesses with your continued loyalty and trust. So stay with us. Denison State Bank, year 125, member FDIC.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Mental health is essential to everyone's overall health and well-being, and mental health illnesses are common and treatable. It's important to pay attention to both our physical and our mental health. This can help you achieve overall wellness and set you on the path to recovery. If you are struggling with your mental health and want help finding the tools and resources to help you feel better, please call Seneca Family Practice at 785-336-6107 and schedule an appointment with your primary care physician today. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
I'll tell you what, there is nothing more fun than two teams looking for the opportunity to get their first ever chance to go to the state tournament in their program history. For the top of the fifth, it's JCM coming up near bottom of the order. Riker Gigstad, then we'll head back up to the top for the Chargers, Brody Van Dyke and Colby Oberding. Frankfurt, all five runs so far. It's a 5-0 game. All were scored in the bottom of the second. But since then, Blattner has shut things down. And you don't want to count out JCN in this game. They have left five runners on base. They have had lots of opportunities to score runners, but they have been 0-3 with runners in scoring position. So they need to get right back on track where they started this game. Those first two innings, but when they get in those chances, they can put in the runs. They got to put their foot down. Gigstad here, winning his first pitch. Delivered, swung on and missed. A little fastball, that gets passed. Gigstad reached off a fielder's choice. Back in the second, was left stranded on first. Next pitch, this one is lifted out to the left field, and it drops fair. It's going down the left corner. Wrapping around first and heading into second on a slide and double. That's Riker Gigstad for JCN.
That's definitely what JCN needs to get going here in the top of top of this fifth inning. I mean, just getting around the bases, getting good solid base hits will probably be the key for this JCN Chargers to somewhat make a comeback and maybe potentially win this.
Lead off double to begin the top of the fifth. Next pitch here, delivered into the dirt. And now taking off to third is Gigstad, and now he's at third. Off a wild pitch, Van Dyke. Pitch was a ball. So he's now up on the count 1-0. Colby Oberding up next, Cash Warner in the hole, and then cleaning his non-existent. Next delivery is low and away for ball two. 2-0 count now on Van Dyke. And we've seen Anderson be in this jam twice already today, but he's gotten out both times. Next pitch, this one is sharply hit, bounces off the bump, and that'll be the first run scored for JCN. The run comes through, an RBI single for Van Dyke. Now, I was mentioning it, that JCN was coming in 0-3 with runners in scoring position coming in this fifth inning, but right there, first opportunity finds itself right in the face of Van Dyke, and he chops a nice single right down the center line. Now Colby Oberding up the bat. First pitch to him, way out to the left. The right, excuse me, for ball one. Today he is 0-2. Still no outs, runner on first. Oberding on the 1-0. And he will call time. Here's a real opportunity where JCN can start making up that run differential right now. Currently down four, top of the fifth, 5-1. Next pitch, low under the knees for ball two. The one thing that's definitely going to help you make a comeback here is plate discipline. Take the balls, swing on the strikes. Next pitch, that one down the middle. It's hit hard. It's popped up to left field, but that is going out of play. They're running into the fence and dropping it. That is Winkley. He nearly almost made what could have been an incredible first out. That'll just be the first strike for Overding. Now two balls, one strike. Good thing Winkley's okay. He ran in pretty hard there into that fence, lost his hat.
Looks like he's a little bit frustrated out there. I mean, he almost had that in his glove if it weren't for the fact that he ran into that fence.
I think that was what made that decision right there, is the fence. It followed it out on the hit. Two ball, one strike, Colvin Overding, and here's a throw back to first. And it gets off the hands of Ketter, but he's able to recollect himself up real quick and grab the ball before a potential chance of Van Dyke to get to second. Two balls, one strike, stolen Overding. Righty v lefty matchup, Anderson the righty, Overding the lefty. Here's the delivery, fastball, chopped foul to the right. Strike one, two. Two balls, two strikes on Overding. Terrific hitter for JCN. That's 273 this season, over 20 hits on the year. He's even three home runs. He calls a batter's timeout. Doesn't take a practice swing. He'll step immediately back in the box, even in the middle, with a stance balance. Now, fastball delivered low, swung on and missed. That gets the first out of the inning here for Frankfurt. Top of the fifth, 5-1. Frankfurt still over JCN. Runner on first with one down now. Cash Warner batting third in the order. Now up to bat. First pitch to him. Inside, they call it a ball, and there's a runner off the second, and he is safe.
Ball actually looks like it hit him as he was running down. He kind of took it away from him. Almost.
So a ball on Warner. And in there safely on the steal is Van Dyke. So he is now in scoring position. JCN came this inning 0 for 3 with throws in scoring position. So far, 1 of 1. Riker gig stats. RBI single. Or RBI double, I should say. Next pitch. Swung on foul away. Correction again. It was Van Dyke's RBI single that scored. Gigstad reached on the double and came through up the single. That's the foul tip. It's 1-1 on Cash Warner. He has reached twice today, a double and a walk. Next pitch, high the zone, but it clips the top. Four, strike two. Charger County didn't like the call. One ball, two strikes. Next pitch, swung on, foul back. It'll remain one ball, two strikes. Knox Heston up the bat next. He's 0 for 2 today with two strikeouts against Frankfurt. 1-2 count. Here's the delivery. Yeah, swung on and missed on a high off-speed pitch. That is now back-to-back case for Anderson. Six strikeouts today for Anderson. 61 strikeouts on the season. Knox Heston, now off the bat. Mentioned he was 0 for 2 today. Both Ks. Here's the pitch. Down Broadway for strike one. Runner still on second. That's Van Dyke, who reached off the single and got there on the steal. Next pitch, off speed, swung on and missed. Heston now down 0-2. Can Anderson limit the damage to still one run?
Anderson's been in this spot multiple times before in this game. He's gotten out almost every single time. I believe he can maybe do it again.
0-2 count. Fastball high for ball one. And we talked about it, the experience of a senior pitcher and Anderson, who's probably not just been in the situation one or more times this game, but in his lifetime, he's been in it definitely multiple times. Hundreds, probably. Next pitch, foul away to the left. On foul, we'll keep it 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Anderson. Sets. Deals. Right into the ground. That's going to be a wild pitch. And Van Dyke will head to third. He is in even better scoring position. A lazy single could bring him in. Doc Heston, again, he was 0 for 2 today against Frankfurt. Did have a double and a single against Donovan West, who went 2 for 3. Next pitch here, delivered and fouled straight back. We'll keep it 2-2 on Doc Heston. Two balls, two strikes on Knox Heston. Righty v. righty right now. Anderson delivers. Fastball swung on. That one was way under the zone, but three straight Ks gets Frankfurt out of the jam. They leave a runner stranded on third after an RBI single by Van Dyke. JCN draws it to four, but they're still down 5-1 to Frankfurt. I'll take a step aside back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Longcrest Body Shop,
their experienced staff will assist you when you most need assistance. Making friends by accident since 1983, Longcrest Body Shop will get you back on the road in no time. From painless dent repair to body work, they do it all. With newer vehicles being built with aluminum, many shops can't assist. Have no fear, Kirk's is here. See Ron, Teresa, or Derek today and become a part of the family tradition since 1983. Longcrest Body Shop in Holton, Kansas, taking the dents out of accidents.
Are you living in chronic pain? Pain in your back, joints, or nerves can make everyday life difficult, but you don't have to live with it. At Community Healthcare System, our pain management program focuses on finding the source of your pain and creating a personalized treatment plan to help you move, feel, and live better. Our experienced medical team works with you to manage pain, improve function, and help you get back to the activities you enjoy. Don't let pain control your life. Talk to your provider today about the pain management program at Community Healthcare System. Visit online at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, caring for our community close to home.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. Here it's the MSC Sports Radio Network, 92.1 KMZA. We're in the bottom of the fifth now. Frankfurt up to bat. 5-1. Frankfurt leads over JCN. JCN got one run to come through the top of the fifth, making a four-run game now. But substitution change here for JCN. They now bring in Emmett Weiser. He's pitched 20 innings this season. He has played now in 12 games. He's only started one. He's given up 33 hits, 30 runs, 20 earned runs, 16 walks, 10 strikeouts. He has a 7 ERA. He is a sophomore. So, again, another young pitcher here for JCN. So we'll try to keep this game close and give the Chargers a chance, because at the end of the day, that's all you need right now is an opportunity to keep going and keep this game close. Anything can happen in the final two innings. Just want to work through this fit. Follow the fit. Wes Anderson, the batter for Frankfurt, first pitch delivered. Strike right down the plate. Nice opening pitch by Weiser. Set the tone for himself. Here's the next delivery. Fastball just outside for ball one. Eli Ketter on deck and Landon Schreiner in the hole. 2-3-4 batting in the order. Taking the spot on the fifth for Frankfurt. 1-1 count. Next delivery off speed. Popped up straight in the air, but it goes back on an arch. Beyond the fence. First strike two. One ball, two strikes. A close matchup here indeed between these two teams. Frankfurt and JCN. Next pitch, delivery, change up inside. It's popped up all the way up in the air and making a play from first base. What a snag by Warner. Running that one down.
It's almost kind of scary there though, because the first baseman and the pitcher, they didn't
nearly,
nearly ran it.
Yeah, that would not have been good at all. So Weiser is actually the DH, so that's a pretty easy substitution. So he just kind of fits in there nicely. He goes in for Blattner. And Blattner is just goes nowhere then. This next pitch here is delivered to Ketter, and he lines it out to left field. and he reaches first base. One out, single for Eli Ketter.
That was a nice little hit there, right up upon that third base line. Not really much a third baseman could have done for that one. And so that was just a nice little squeeze in there by Kettler.
Well, the sun is starting to drop away. Sky is starting to get to that nice golden blue and yellow, partly, mostly cloudy turned into. Field light's really starting to shine here in Frankfurt. Next pitch, livered low and away for ball one on Schreiner, and flying to second in there safely for the steal is Ketter. Schreiner 1-0. On the count. Fixing something on his bat. And then getting ready to step back in the box, Schreiner. And he does so. 1-0 count, Schreiner. Weiser collects, steals, it's the third. It's picked up, and it's thrown to first on time. And in the process of the throw to first for the out, Ketter gets the third. Nice play from Heston and Warner. A runner now on third with two outs. Frankfurt still their only runs of the game, all from the second. All five. Peyton Adams. Now up to that. 0 for 1 today. Pitch delivered just outside for ball one. Pop out the center in the third, and then earned a walk in the second. It was the first run to come through and score in this game for the Wildcats. Next pitch, sharply lined. The shortstop, it scoots away from him, and on a turnaround, he tries to throw it kind of like Bobby Witt, but couldn't get it to get out of his hand. And Adams reaches first on a single, and also a two-out RBI single at that as he drives in Ketter. And now, it's back to a five-run game, Frankfurt over JCN. Colton McCaffrey now up to bat. Weiser looks back to first. Back to the plate, delivers the fastball. Thoreau to second and sliding in there safely for the steal is Adams. And it's past the second base back, so Adams is going to run to third, but he got a little greedy as JCN throws him out.
Wait, something happened that's going to bring him back to second. Something, I don't know what.
Did happen, or actually, he's going to be called safe. So it was way inside. The throw was way in time. It looked like the tag was applied, but I think what happened was Heston dropped the ball at the very end. So, wow. That could have just very well ended this fifth, but it continues to go. That was well in time. Tore the out, the tag just not applied, definitely fooled me and about everybody else here. Next pitch to Gaffrey is away for ball two. 2-0 count. Next pitch, it's low for ball three. 3-0 now. All Wise's got to do is not get shaken here. I know you would have wanted that out. Still keep focused here. Don't give up this run. 3-0. Next pitch, underneath for ball four. Four-pitch walk. Caffrey takes to first. Bases are loaded in the corners with two down. Octavian Goode now up to bat. Bottom third of the order for Frankfurt. New up. The junior freshman sophomore here. Goode, Smith, and Wanklin. Weiser, and this is going to be a steal right behind the back of Weiser. He takes off. He didn't even realize. Caffrey's at second. And the pitch was high anyway. That's ball one. Nice little sneaky move by Caffrey. This next pitch is a wild one. Oh, I think they're going to call a balk. Yep, they did. They called a balk. Fifth balk of the day called against JCN. Second of this game. That balk allowed JCN, Frankfurt's Peyton Adams to score and Colton Caffrey to go to third. Well, the amount of times I've heard, how is that a walk today? Balk today. It's been a lot. There has been a lot of balks called. A lot of balks called. Not often you'll see maybe one or twice in a day. We've seen probably 10.
It feels like at least over half have kind of came from the JCN pitchers. Not all, but it seems like quite a lot.
It's been at least five. Next pitch. High and away for ball two. On good. 2-0 count. Weiser delivers the nod and the pitch. Off speed, down the plane for strike one. Caffrey at third. Two balls, one strike, two down, 7-1. Frankfurt still over JCN by six. Next delivery is a little high and away for ball two. Ball three. Correction. Three balls, one strike. Good today has reached twice. A walk in the second. A single in the fourth. Next pitch. And that is going to be strike two. Right. Down. Broadway. Full count. Loaded up on balls and strikes now on good. Here's a get out of the inning. Delivery. Fastball. Bounce. Right back. Keep it three balls, two strikes. Bottom of the fifth, 7-1, Frankfurt over JCN, a six-run lead. A two down, a runner on third. Good, a full count. Here's the pitch. High above the batter's helmet, and Goode will walk for his second time in this matchup.
Third baseman,
Goode has earned two walks here in total today. He has walked 17 times on the season. Now Luke Smith up the bat. Runners in the corners. Well, here's another chance to steal second and now stuck in a scramble. Oh, they just called another balk on JCN. Wow. That is now the sixth balk called on the Chargers today. Caffrey comes through and scores Goode at second, so he gets there anyway. He was caught in a big jam, but again, it's an awkward move off the bump by Weiser. And three different pitchers, in fact, have balked for the Chargers today. Six total. Both split up between the both JCN game and this, or both the U.S. game and the Frankfurt game. Next delivery is in for strike one. A three, and which have been called in both games. Next pitch is high and away for ball two. Two balls and one strike. Luke Smith today is 0-2, but a sacrifice grounder that started the scoring for Frankfurt. Next delivery is into the dirt, and it scrambles around the catcher. He throws it to third, and the runner is safe. Octavian Goode is in safely to third. And, well, all you're probably hoping for JCN is not to balk in another run. Holds it here. Just 8-1. Delivery to Luke Smith. This is sharply lined down center. That is a two-out RBI single for Luke Smith in the eighth spot in the order. Three straight runs have now come through for the Frankfurt Wildcats. He is now 9-1.
And now to bat is considered technically the game-winning run if you were to score.
Yes, that is absolutely correct. Gage Wanklin could technically end this game with the 10-5 run rule. But that is now in the picture. Next pitch is low for ball one. It's slide into second, and oh, they're going to stay safe. Well, that's going to be controversial here on this side. They're right now, head coach Gibson from JCN, he is arguing that the tag was applied to the heel. Luke is in there safely. Wow, this base running from first to second has been dangerous here in this inning for Frankfurt. From Frankfurt. Well, there's a time called here by the umpire who is behind the catcher as he moves to his spot out and right side the field. One ball, no strikes on Gage Winklin, bottom of the order. Here's the delivery, swung on, chopped out to left field. It's bounced right in front of Jenkins. The runner holds on third, and while the runner holds on third, the throw to home and getting the second is Gage Wanklin. So a two-out single. Wanklin was able to also get a little greedy there and get to second. And now the game-winning run is on second. Frankfurt could end this game with a hard-hit single at the top of the order. It's Henry Ketter. It would book Frankfurt's first ever ticket to the state tournament. They have come up empty-handed and back-to-back regional championships to Mission Valley and Rossville. Can they book it? Right here pitch is high and away for ball one. Or if you're JCN, what you want to do right here is you want to get out of the situation. All these runs, by the way, have come with two outs. Next pitch, a bender, but just high and outside for ball two. Henry Ketter, who is the most dangerous batter on this team, over 500 average on the season. Next pitch is into the corner for strike one. Going to all come down here for the senior, a chance to make a state appearance here with a big hit, pencil bat. Next pitch is in the corner again for strike two. And with that pencil bat, Ketter could just write history here. 2-2 count. Next delivery. That is high, but a huge duck by Ketter. Kind of in a way, maybe it looked like it shrunk his strike zone a little. Ketter's on a full count. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the next delivery. It is high and taken for ball four. Bases are juiced, and now it's the senior, Wes Anderson, with the chance on the line to send his Wildcat team to state. This senior has looked for that opportunity in about every athletic sport. He's only seen state in one sport, that was last year's junior year, going to basketball. And here, he hits it, he lifts it, all the way out to center left. Is that a grand slam to end this game? Yes, it is! Over the 30-foot tall fence out in left field, 300, Wes Anderson calls game! The senior gets it done! That's how you write into the history books! A walk-off in the bottom of the fifth, 13-1. Frankfort goes to state for the first time in program history. You couldn't write it any better. For the senior who's missed out on so many opportunities in football, basketball, and baseball, and he does it himself. We'll take a step aside for our post game. Lots of emotions coming through on both sides, but what a matchup. 13-1, Frankfort goes to state here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
I'm Lloyd Simmons, Operation Assistant.
And I'm Hannah Reed, Assistant Vice President at the Farmers State Bank.
Spring is all about fresh starts, but it's also a busy season for scams. If someone pressures you to act fast, that's a red flag.
Never share passwords or security codes. And if you're unsure, give us a call for advice you can trust.
We're here to protect what you worked hard to grow.
Stay informed and bank safely this spring.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
When your outdoor space needs real attention, trust the team that's been serving Atchison and the surrounding area since 1991. Urban Lawn Care. Family owned and full service, they handle everything from design and dirt work, tree care, irrigation service, and complete lawn maintenance. And when winter rolls in, they've got snow and ice removal covered too. Hundreds of homeowners and businesses rely on Urban Lawn Care to take on the tough job so you can simply enjoy the results. Visit them at 6300 Ottawa Road, go to urbanlawncarellc.com, or call 913-367-4478. Today, Urban Lawn Care, your all-season experts.
At Taco John's, we believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So, that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness. And seasoning 100% North American beef in our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, there's a taco deal on Tuesdays? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Enjoy a better Taco Tuesday every Tuesday at Taco John's.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing support and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden. Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with Tia Friend Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. Whether you're buying your first home, selling your forever home, or finding the perfect piece of land, my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. We specialize in residential, land, and commercial properties. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. Tia Friend Realty, knowledge, strategy, and results you can trust. We are your friend in real estate.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town and Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Finalization of the Class 1-2A Regional Championship Baseball Tournament down here in Frankfort, Kansas. And who else better to win it than the Frankfort Wildcats, booking their first ever ticket to the state tournament in program history. They have been around since 2024. Three straight years they have made it to a regional title ever since starting as a program. They have yet to make it, but they do it here. They walk it off with a grand slam by who else better than Wes Anderson. Let's go through the stat lines. JCN first, one run, four hits, no errors, and leaving six on base, going one of six runners in scoring position. For the Frankfort Wildcats, 2 of 5 with runners in scoring position, 13 runs, seven hits, no errors, and just leaving two on base. Well, any final thoughts here from you, Blaine? This is a really kind of one-sided little matchup there. It was pretty back and forth, though. You really thought JCN had a real shot of competing in this game, especially with how balanced they were playing very early. But Frankfort, they had a really nice two-out rally, just up 5-1 going into the bottom of the fifth, and they wind up scoring the runs needed to finish off the game.
I mean, it was just a great game overall, the ending especially. I mean, who else wouldn't like to see a grand slam walk off? But, you know, this game was just great all around. JCN had a great first inning with those three Ks. I mean, yeah, they had a few runs. And to be honest, and you heard me say it time to time when we were a little bit off, I was like, I thought JCN had a little chance of either a comeback or just taking this in the general. And just saying, JCN is, correct me if I'm wrong, the 13th seed.
Correct. Oh, yeah. They had an incredible run here.
Yes, that is an incredible run to upset the number 4 Valley Falls, the number 5 D-West, and to come all the way here to the championship.
The first ever time in program history.
And first time, yeah, in program history to come all this way. So, yeah, it's not the ending you expect, especially for your seniors, but, I mean, that's nothing to hang your heads on. And for Frankfort, just an amazing game. Your first game, absolute shutout against Onega, absolutely doing amazing with that. They coming in here to JCN, which they struggled a little bit, but once they found their rhythm, they were able to just keep going and absolutely knock it off. And of course, Wes Anderson knocked off that last home run.
So in the conclusion, 13-1, we'll take a last minute break here. We'll come back, give you some more stats and potentially here maybe even a player interview, before we head off for the night. So again, we'll be back one more tunnel time. We'll kind of wrap up maybe today, kind of give some final stats from everything and everything about today's kind of matchups that sorted out. Back here after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Need dependable electrical service? Gerber Electric in Atchison is here to light the way. From quick fixes to major projects, their trusted team delivers quality work backed by free estimates and a satisfaction guarantee. And while you're out, swing by their retail store at 405 North 17th Street for everything you need to keep things powered up. Bulbs, batteries, breakers, connectors, and more. Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Stop in or give them a call today.
Hey, Nemaha Central and Centralia Panther fans. Want to show your school spirit and support your school? First Heritage Bank has the answer with our school spirit debit cards. With every swipe of your custom NC Thunder or Centralia Panther debit card, First Heritage Bank will donate a portion of the transaction back to your chosen school. The more you use your school spirit debit card, the more support for school programs, sports, and students. Stop by any First Heritage Bank location or give us a call to find out more information and to get your custom card. Show your spirit and support our local schools. Member FDIC.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here. One final time on 92.1 KMZA for the MSC Sports Radio Network. A final from the Class 1-2A Regional Baseball Tournament down here at Frankfort, Kansas. A walk-off grand slam from Wes Anderson gets Frankfort over the hump to the state tournament. A 13-1 victory for JC. I actually have Wes Anderson here with me real quick. Just walk me through that moment. It was a one-pitch grand slam over the highest wall you chose to hit that grand slam out of, by the way, here in this field. It was your first ever in high school. How does that moment feel in sending your team here to state tournament for the first time?
Oh, it was a very special moment. You know, that this is our first time that our program has been able to go to state. And all year we've talked about laying the foundation for future generations to come, and I think we're doing that right now. So that's a very special feeling.
And kind of going through your career, you've only been to state one other time, and that was basketball your junior year. You know, how does the opportunity feel being able to go back and compete at that state tournament-like setting?
Basketball, it didn't turn out like we had hoped, so I'm glad that I get a chance to redeem myself and we get a chance to redeem ourselves and go prove to the state what we're made of.
And you kind of look at this team, you lost a lot of great seniors last year, but, you know, this team has really worked up. You've got now 23 wins on the season. You know, what, from your lens, have you seen as your team has improved a lot this season that they're going to bring really into this postseason?
I think the freshmen specifically have improved a ton. You know, coming in, they played a lot of travel baseball, but high school is a lot different. And the beginning of the year, they kind of struggled a little bit, but they've just gradually gotten better as the year's gone on. And Henry Ketteris had a really special year. He's helped us along quite a bit, and I'm thankful for all of them. It's a great group of guys to be around, and I'm really excited to go to state with them.
Well, just, you know, kind of talk to me about what your career has kind of been like here at Frankfort, of course, baseball, football, as well as basketball, what it's all kind of come down to with this kind of this big moment, being able to go to state, what's that kind of all mean to you, and how this community kind of feels that way as well.
Yeah, I've put in a lot of hard work over the years, and it feels like just, you know, that one hit, that one special moment has kind of rewarded me for that. And I know a lot of the other guys have put in a lot of hard work. They're ready to go to state, and yeah, exciting times.
Awesome. Thanks, man. Appreciate you for jumping on and joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And again, Frankfort the Wildcats going to their state tournament for the first time ever in program history. After making it to 3 consecutive regional titles, they finally come away with the big victory. Again, Frankfort for JCN, 13-1. Final time here from Frankfort, Kansas, from Blaine Burdick, from also Wes Anderson, Crit and Profit, Seth, and everyone else who's helped us out today back in studio. Thank you for listening.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your healthcare needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
The place for everything local. Kansaland Radio, 92.1 KMZA, Seneca.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump once again threatening Iran after giving its leaders another shot at negotiations. Fox's Aisha Hosni at the White House.
President Trump hopes Iran is close to accepting a nuclear deal with the U.S., but warns he is ready to ditch a six-week ceasefire and resume strikes if they don't.
Meantime, U.S. military says it boarded an Iranian-flagged oil tanker that was suspected of trying to violate the American blockade. Elon Musk's SpaceX heads to Wall Street. The company's shares will be listed on the NASDAQ.
Musk unveiling SpaceX's filing for its blockbuster initial public offering with the Securities and Exchange Commission. The IPO is expected to raise a